She took it on purpose. I told you she poisoned her husband. And ever since, she's been haunted by what she did. I told Caroline that her whole idea was nonsense. Nonsense, said Caroline. I'm sure she's left a letter confessing everything. She didn't leave a letter, I said sharply. Oh, said Caroline. So you did inquire about that, did you? Chapter 2. Who's Who in King's Abbot? There are only two houses of any importance in King's Abbot. One is King's Paddock, left to Mrs. Ferrers by her husband. The other, Fernley Park, is owned by Roger Ackroyd, an extremely successful businessman of nearly 50 years of age. He gives generously to village activities, though he is said to be extremely mean in personal spending. When he was just 21, Ackroyd married a beautiful widow, Mrs. Peyton, who had one child, Ralph. Sadly, Mrs. Ackroyd was an alcoholic and drank herself to death. Ralph, now 25, has been a continual source of trouble to Ackroyd. However, we are all very fond of Ralph in King's Abbot. After her husband's death, Ackroyd and Mrs. Ferrers were always seen together, and it was thought that at the end of a period of mourning, Mrs. Ferrers would become Mrs. Roger Ackroyd. The Ferrerses only came to live here just over a year ago. Before that, the whole village had confidently expected Ackroyd to marry his housekeeper, Miss Russell. At the same time, his widowed sister-in-law, Mrs. Cecil Ackroyd, with her daughter, came to stay with Ackroyd, and she certainly disapproved of him marrying his housekeeper. I went on my round, my thoughts returning to Mrs. Ferrer's death. I had last seen her only yesterday, walking with Ralph Peyton. I had been very surprised to see him. He and his stepfather had argued very badly 6 months ago, and he hadn't been seen in King's Abbot since. I was still thinking of it when I came face to face with Roger Ackroyd himself.
"Shepherd," he exclaimed, "this is a terrible business. I've got to talk to you. Can you come back with me now?"
"No, I've got patients to visit still and surgery."
"Then come for dinner tonight at 7:30. Damn, here's old Miss Gannett coming. I don't want to have to talk to her. See you tonight, Shepherd."
Miss Gannett was full of gossip. Wasn't it sad about poor dear Mrs. Ferrers? People were saying she had been a drug addict. I went home, thoughtful, to find several patients waiting for me to begin surgery. Chapter 3. The Man Who Grew Vegetable Marrows. I told Caroline at lunch that I would be dining at Fernley.
"Excellent," she said. "You'll hear all about it. By the way, why is Ralph staying at the Three Boars pub? He arrived yesterday morning, and last night he went out to meet a girl. I don't know who she is."
It must have been very hard for Caroline to have to admit that she didn't know.
"But I can guess," continued my sister. "His cousin, Flora Ackroyd, is, of course, no relation really to Ralph Peyton. They are secretly engaged. Ackroyd disapproves, and they have to meet secretly."
I began to talk about our new neighbour, which stopped Caroline saying more about her romantic theory. The house next door, the Larches, has recently been rented by a stranger. To Caroline's annoyance, she has not been able to find out anything about him,